in the book of Isaiah. 35th chapter of Isaiah. I don't too often preach from the Old Testament. Amen. But, you know, it's full of good things, isn't it? Amen. We can get a lot of good, you know, a lot of good things from it. Praise the Lord. But we know that our doctrines, amen, the teachings come from the New Testament. Amen. And, you know, I'm glad for that. Praise the Lord. Because there's a lot of things in the Old Testament, you know, I'm glad don't apply. Amen. In this day and time that we live in. Amen. But, you know, a lot of people want to go back in the Old Testament and bring forth things. Amen. But I firmly believe that whatever was in the Old Testament that we need to know and be a part of our doctrine, the apostles brought that out. And that's in the New Testament. Amen. You know, and so, you know, I'm a New Testament believer. Amen. Glory to God. I'm under the New Covenant. Amen. These are things out of the Old Covenant. But, you know, there's a lot to be learned. Amen, from the Old Testament, amen, and we thank God for it, amen, that we have it, amen, and that we can learn from it. But in the 35th chapter of Isaiah, and the 8th verse, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. Amen. You know, the word holiness is a mighty powerful word, isn't it? It's an awesome word, amen. The word holiness, amen, you know, that is able to strike terror in the hearts of us humans, amen, because we know that it's something that we cannot attain unto. Amen? Hallelujah. As humans, by our own power, by our own means, it's impossible, amen, for us to attain unto holiness in ourselves. Amen? We just can't do it. It's impossible to do. Amen? But yet we read in the Bible that it's God's requirement that without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Amen. So, you know, we gotta reconcile that with the fact, amen, that we know it's something that we can never attain to, amen, but we, you know, that God is a God of love and understanding and mercy and grace, amen, hallelujah, and the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. So it's not a salvation that we got to work for. Amen. Because Jesus has done all that. Amen. The Lord has made the way. But I have found that whatever that God requires of us, whatever God demands of us, amen, God has made a way that we can have it. Amen. Whatever God has required for you to do, God has a way that you can do it. Amen. He would never require more of you, amen, than what you're able to give. He'd not require more of you than what you were able to do. Amen. Because God, you know, He don't want to put heaven out of your reach. Amen. But Jesus come to put heaven within our reach. Amen. To make it possible for us, amen, to be able to go to heaven, amen. And you know, I want to go to heaven, don't you? Praise the Lord. You know, that's my heart's desire. That's my aim, amen, you know, to go to heaven, amen. Because what I've read about it in the Bible, it's going to be a pretty good place, amen, to be. Amen. And I know it's going to be a whole lot better than the other place, amen. And, you know, according to the Bible, amen, there ain't two places, is it? Amen. You know, so it's one or the other, amen. Glory to God. So, you know, that's a no-brainer. Amen. You don't have to think on that a whole lot to figure out, amen, you know, what's going to be the best option, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we want to go to heaven, amen. Praise the Lord. So the Lord has made it possible, amen, that everybody can go to heaven, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No matter, you know, your position, amen, glory to God, no matter what your circumstances, no matter where you come from, what you've done, or the Lord has made the way for you, amen, glory to God. And that holiness that the Bible talks about, amen, that we got to attain unto, Hallelujah. When we begin to read and understand the Word of God, amen, and how God has worked it out, amen, you know, it's not impossible to attain unto, hallelujah, if we understand the Bible and understand the ways of the Lord. Amen. That God has made it possible, amen, for every one of us, amen, to attain that holiness, amen, that we got to have in order to see the Lord. Without holiness, the Bible says, no man shall see the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now we know that the Bible also teaches, amen, that every eye is going to see him. Amen. So you know, when we're talking about seeing the Lord, amen, you know, we go back maybe to what Jesus told Nicodemus, amen, to give us a little understanding, amen, of what it means to be able to see the Lord. Amen. Because he said, except to be born again. Amen. No man will see the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you know, we got to get on the inside of this thing, amen. You know, where we can see, that word see means to understand, be made aware of God, amen, of the things of God, of what the Lord has in store for us, amen, and how we can have those things, amen. Glory to God. A lot of people, you know, they want to have those things, amen, but you know, they don't want to do what they got to do. Amen. Now, I know we can't add to what Jesus has done. The Bible don't, you know, teach that we got to add to what he done. Amen. Because, you know, he done it all. Amen. You know, he said it's finished. Amen. You know, he said the way has been made. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The way of salvation. Amen. Has been made. It's been completed. Glory to God. And you know, our only part in this is to trust him. That's all you got to do is trust him. Amen. Believe in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A lot of people say, well, now that's just too easy. Amen. That can't be so, because that's just too easy. Amen. Hallelujah. But how many know the Lord made it easy? What did that scripture say? We just read, amen, the way of holiness. Amen. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, and the wayfaring man, though a fool. Amen. Though a fool. Now that's how easy that God has made it, ain't it? Amen. That even a fool can't miss this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If he's trusting Jesus, if he's looking unto Jesus. Now that ain't hard to do. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you know he come into this world. Amen. Hallelujah. Lived among us. Glory to God. Became one of us. The Bible says he took not on him the nature of angel. He didn't come down here as an angel, but he come down here as a man. He came down here, amen, as a seed of Abraham. Glory to God. He had to take on the form of a man so that he could die. Amen. And not only to die, glory to God, you know, that wouldn't have never been enough if all he done was die. Dying ain't no problem, amen. You know, people die every day, amen. And the Bible, you know, says that it's appointed that a man wants to die, amen. So dying, you know, ain't the hard thing to do, amen. But thank God, amen, after he died, amen, he was able to raise himself, amen, from the grave, glory to God. Amen. He said, I got the power, amen, to lay my life down. And I got the power, amen, that I can take it up again, glory to God. And nobody, amen, hallelujah, besides him has that power to do that, glory to God. He's the only one, amen, that was able to do that, glory to God. So he's the only one, you know, that we can look unto in this hour. Amen. For our salvation. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's look right over here into the book of St. John. The Gospel of St. John. And the first chapter of St. John. All right. Let's start reading at the 8th verse. Here of the first chapter of St. John's Gospel. He was not that light, speaking of John, but was sent to bear witness of that light, which is Jesus. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world. Amen. He sure was, wasn't he? Amen. We all believe that, don't we? Amen. Glory to God. That's called faith. Amen. Hallelujah. We wasn't there. We didn't see it with our eyes, but we believe it just as surely as if we would have been there. Amen. And start with our own eyes. Amen. Because that's faith. Amen. Thank God for faith. Aren't you glad this morning that you got faith in your heart? Amen. You know, God put that there. Amen. So that you could believe these things. Amen. A lot of people, you know, in the world refuse to believe it. Amen. Now, God has given to every man the measure of faith. Amen. Everybody has, you know, that opportunity to believe, but they choose not to believe. Amen. Now, why would anyone want to choose not to believe? But people do. Amen. And they choose not to believe because they don't want to have to live the way Jesus wants them to live. They want to go about doing their own thing. Amen. Living their own way. Glory to God. They want to be their own man. Amen. Do their own thing. Amen. And you can't do that. Amen. When you're serving Jesus. Amen. Because you belong to Him. And you got to live the way that He wants you to live. Amen. But you know what? That's going to be better for you in the long run, isn't it? Amen. But He was in the world. And the world was made by Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, if you go back over in Genesis, it says something in there about it says God created. Amen. But here it says He created. Amen. The world was made by Him. So if we put two and two together, and two always is four, isn't it? Amen. Glory to God. You know, evidently He must have been God. Amen. Evidently He must have been God. And He's still God. Amen. He's still God. Praise the Lord. But the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came into His own. And His own, speaking of the Jewish people. Amen. They're the ones, you know, that He come to. Praise the Lord. They had been looking for the Messiah to come. Amen. For thousands of years. Amen. Glory to God. So He came to them. And what did they do? They didn't receive Him. Amen. It wasn't what they was expecting. Amen. Hallelujah. Somehow people, you know, got their own idea about things. Amen. You know, and when it don't come the way they think it should, amen, you know, they don't want nothing to do with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They wasn't looking for a lowly man like Jesus to come. Amen. To be, you know, they were looking for somebody mighty. Glory to God. They were looking for somebody to come in on a great white horse. Amen. And you know, He'll do that later on. Amen. We're going to jump over in Revelation there. He will come back on the white horse. Amen. Glory to God as the conqueror. Amen. But you know, that's the way they wanted Him to come to begin with. Amen. But He come as a lowly man. Amen. The prophet said, when we see Him, there's no beauty about Him. He wasn't even pretty. Amen. He wasn't even desirable. Amen. In the flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know, he come to be the Savior, didn't He? Amen. But He come to His own received Him not. But this is the verse that I like. Amen. This is where you realize, amen, you know, that God has it all worked out. Amen. We may not be able to attain to that holiness within ourselves. Amen. Because we can't. Amen. Our chances are zero. Amen. They're not just slim, they're zero. Amen. For you to attain unto that holiness that God requires. Amen. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Amen. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Oh, Lord, where does that leave me, God? Oh, my. That's more than I can hope to attain to within myself, Lord. My chances, amen, are zero. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But Jesus came. Amen. Jesus came. And what did He do? But as many as received Him, have you received Him? Amen. To them gave He power. Oh, hallelujah. To them gave He power. We got power today to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. 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 One man come to Jesus one time and said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus looked right back at him and he said, Why call ye me good? Hallelujah. Said, there is none good but one, and that is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we know Jesus was good, wasn't he? Amen. Hallelujah. In other words, what he's saying to man, if you believe that I'm good, then you've also got to believe that I'm God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Jews said, now you are a man making yourself God. Hallelujah. But see, they had it all backwards. Amen. He was God making himself a man. Making himself into man. Amen. The man Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God in flesh. Amen. That came into this old world. Amen. To make the way for us. To them gave he power. To them gave he power to become the sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. There's that holiness right there. God, he put it within our grasp, within our reach, amen. Hallelujah, this morning, to give us hope, amen. And now I got the hope of going to heaven. I got the hope, amen, of being saved. You got it too, amen. Not of anything you have done or could do, amen. You can't add nothing to what Jesus has done, amen. Hallelujah. It ain't about how good you live. Or what you do, and it ain't got a thing to do with it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's believing on Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. The one that gave us power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I believe on your name. I believe on your name, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe on your name. You have given me the power to be one of the sons of God. Hallelujah. And I've got hope this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And we look over into the book of Hebrews. Amen. And it says, let us come boldly. You don't have to come as a beggar. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to come crawling. Amen. Well, Jesus has done give you the power, amen, to be one of the sons of God. And now you can come boldly unto the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Boldly to the throne of grace. To the throne of God, you can come boldly. Hallelujah, that you might obtain mercy. Oh, don't you just love mercy today? That's a wonderful word, isn't it? Mercy. Oh, hallelujah. How many times have we asked God for mercy? And you know the Lord has given it, hasn't he? Amen. But that we might obtain mercy and what? And find grace to help in our time of need. Oh, hallelujah. There it is. Amen. It's available unto us. And all we got to do is accept it. Ain't God made things easy for us? We're the ones that makes things hard when we just don't believe God. Amen. When we just don't believe the simple gospel. Amen. My, we think we got to do this and we got to do that. Glory to God. Oh, my. And we just, you know, just work ourselves all up, amen, glory to God, get so distressed, amen, and think, my, you know, how am I going to ever be able to do it? Well, you ain't going to be able to do it. And you don't have to do it, amen, because Jesus has already done it for you. Amen. That's what brings peace, amen. When people are trying to work it out themselves and do it themselves, amen, they never have no peace. Amen. Because when you're trying to work for it, you never know when you've worked enough. Amen. You never know when you've worked enough. So you will never know. You'll never have that peace. Amen. Of knowing. Hallelujah. That you're saved. Amen. That you've attained under that holiness. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God sees the blood. Oh, thank God for the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of people are offended when you talk about the blood. Amen.
Hallelujah. But the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Amen. Hallelujah. And that we look over in the book of Revelation, he who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And hath made us kings and priests unto God. Hallelujah. And that's our position today. That's your position today. So you need to rejoice. Hallelujah. You need to rejoice. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. You know what the Lord has done, what God has brought you out of, and what the Lord has brought you into. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Because we are the sons of God. Beloved, now are we, John said in his epistle. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know. We know. We're not hoping. Amen. Hope's a wonderful thing. Amen. But we know. Amen. You know, when you're hoping, it leaves room for a little doubt. You know, when you're hoping, you know, you hope, you know, if you got sickness, you hope you'll get better. But you know, you might not. Amen. But you hope you will. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when you know, we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. For we're going to see him as he is. Hallelujah. Hope's a wonderful thing, but I'd hold out rather have a promise, wouldn't you? Amen. Thank God for hope, but I'd rather have a promise. Amen. And we've got a promise this morning. Amen. You've got a promise this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's all in Jesus. Amen. You know, because the Bible says there's not another name given among men under heaven. Amen. Under heaven. Given among men. Whereby we must be saved. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God we're saved. Amen. Thank God for grace this morning. By grace are you saved. Through faith. And that not of yourself. Amen. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Why? Because we are his workmanship. We are his project. Amen. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Amen. Hallelujah. God has done it. Amen. God has done it. He's the potter and we're the clay. You ever seen that clay jump up and make anything out of itself? Don't happen. Can't happen. Only in the potter's hands can it be made into that vessel of beauty. That vessel, amen, of service. That vessel, amen, that can do something, amen. Can be profitable for something, amen. Only in the potter's hands, amen. We're in his hands, aren't we? And he's making us into what he wants us to be, amen. Into what he wants us to be, not our idea, but you know what he wants us to be. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So thank God for the way of holiness. And we no longer have to be terrorized by the word holiness. Amen. Glory to God. We don't have to be terrorized by that word. Amen. Because we know we are made holy through the blood of Christ. Amen. That's why when Paul wrote, he was writing to the church, he said, holy brethren, partakers, hallelujah, partakers, glory to God. Hallelujah. We are all partakers, amen, this morning, amen. Hallelujah, of the grace of God. Amen. Holy brethren, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's hard for us to think of ourselves as holy, I know. Holy, in its true sense, applies only God. Only God is holy. Amen. But he makes us holy through Christ. We're holy this morning, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because we've believed on him and we have been born again. Aren't you glad to be born again today? Amen. Lift up your hands and praise him this morning. And thank him. Glory to God as your pastor comes back. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I hope, amen, this has been a blessing to you today. Amen.